let Southern Connecticut hear what you think. Call 203-333-9422. The Lisa Wexler Show is back on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
And welcome back to the show. Joining us is State Representative who represents the 134th, including Fairfield and Trumbull, Laura Devlin, who's known for many things, but I know Laura Devlin for her tremendous advocacy on behalf of animals. Representative Devlin has decided to throw her hat in the ring and run as the lieutenant gubernatorial candidate on the ticket, the Republican ticket with Bob Stefanowski. Representative Devlin, welcome to the show today and good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
I always saw your name on a lot of bipartisan efforts to protect animals in Connecticut, Representative Devlin.
So I am a member of the Animal Welfare Caucus and, have been supporting in the past and are advocating now also for legislation to, help our companion animals.
I got a notice this morning from Connecticut Votes for Animals, you know, which is an interest group, and they were telling me that the rabbit bill died. There was a bill to institutionalize the commercialization of rabbits for eating in Connecticut. That went away. They also said that there will be a prohibition on exhibiting wild animals in circus tours. But also, I think a bill, Representative Devlin, probably very close to your heart because it originated out of something that happened in Fairfield, has to do with the keeping of dogs outside. I guess that advanced through committee as well. Is that right?
So that did come out of the Planning and Development Committee, and we're, really lucky because the chair of that committee is Representative Kristen McCarthy-Vahey of Fairfield, and one of the ranking members, the ranking from the Senate, is Senator Wong, who also represents Fairfield. And it is something that, as a full delegation, we have worked on. It's actually legislation that passed the House in 2018, but the Senate had closed early that year. There was a little dysfunction in the Capitol, and it never got pushed any further. So we brought it back.
And it, I guess it provides that people cannot leave their animal, their dogs, outside without providing some kind of way for them to have shelter from the elements? Is that essentially what it's going to say?
Yep. So our state currently does have a tethering law. And what this does is also ensure that a dog that would be outside has adequate shelter. In 2018, and it was actually who is now first select woman, Brenda Kupchick, had spearheaded this effort. It was a little bit more innovative, if you will. Connecticut would have been, I think one of the first states. Again, that was in 2018. So it isn't kind of landmark legislation in that perspective. But, if there is going to be significant rain, cold, heat, that an animal is provided with adequate shelter just so that they are protected. And we've worked really closely with Connecticut Votes for Animals. We've also worked with the hunting dog associations to really ensure there are no, kind of unintended consequences
right.
for the way, people
right.
do keep their dogs.
Sure.
And we're hopeful that it will get on the House calendar and get out.
So, Representative Laura Devlin, I understand from what the news has reported, we haven't spoken directly, that you are the running mate for Bob Stefanowski for lieutenant governor. Can you confirm that? Is that true?
That is true, and it is such an honor. I am very humbled and honored that Bob asked me to run with him, and I am so excited about what's ahead of us.
So I want to just ask you, and pardon my ignorance, but I think other people in your district will want to know this. Can you run, this being the even year, will you be on the ballot two times for two different offices?
No, I will be on the ballot as a lieutenant governor candidate.
So you're giving up your seat, in other words?
Correct. After this legislative session, while I will continue to be the state representative until the legislature, until January, essentially.
And how many terms have you already run for this? In other words, how long are you in office?
So I am in my eighth year. It's my fourth term. And, you know, it's incredible because I never even intended to get involved with politics, let alone ever run for office. But, you know, things happen, and I felt like I could make a difference for my community. So I got involved locally in Fairfield. I didn't really understand how our government worked. I'm originally from Chicago, although I've lived in Fairfield for over 30 years, or close to 30 years, I should say. But, you know, I came from a land of town councils and mayors. I didn't understand what is a representative town meeting. What is a first selectman?
But I love it. So I love the way we do it here in Connecticut.
Skyrocketing, and yeah, I wanted to figure it out.
I really love the way we do it here in Connecticut. I know Fairfield is in the middle of looking at its own charter, and there is a lot of conversation about whether Fairfield will eliminate its RTM. I hope that they don't. That's my own personal opinion. It's not a political thing. It's just my own, because I love our RTM in Westport. I love that it is the most grassroots functioning. You know, you get 20 petition signatures, and all of a sudden you're part of a larger body making decisions about your town. And I just think it's democracy at its finest. You know, it's decentralized, localized democracy. I love it. And I've never been on our RTM, but I love the way it works. But so, Representative Laura Devlin, so that's a big deal because you gave up your seat. It takes 10 years to receive a pension from the state legislature. You would almost have been there had you got elected for a fifth term. So there is a financial sacrifice to you and the political risk of giving up your seat. Can you explain to us why you decided to do that?
Well, so Lisa, first of all, I don't know anybody who goes into state government for a money-making operation, right? I mean, we are not well paid. Somebody said to me, I saw something online, well, she's finally earning her salary. And I thought, you know, I think we might make around $28,000 a year. But I got involved to really try to make a difference. And to me, that's what it has been all about. I think one of the most gratifying things that I've been able to do, besides the day-to-day things of helping constituents that call you, you know, with a problem, was working with my partner at the time, Senator Henry Martin, who was ranking on transportation with me, and the policy of tolls came before us. And I thought it would be a crushing blow to our state and an open spigot to the pockets of our taxpayers. And we took that policy out of Hartford, where it probably would have passed if we did business as usual, and hit the road and did over 20 forums, informational forums, to let the citizens of Connecticut know what was being discussed so they could make up their own mind and tell their legislators what they wanted. And as a result of that, tolls didn't go anywhere. So, you know, I'm not in this for really anything except trying to make a difference. And the opportunity to run with Bob Stefanowski, I think, is just incredible because our state has to be more affordable. People just don't feel safe in their own communities anymore. And we've got to have a government that is transparent and honest and working for the people.
So what appeals to you? In other words, I guess you just started to tell us what you think that your campaign issues are going to be about. So you think it's going to be about crime and safety and transparency?
So I think the big things are, first of all, the affordability, right? I mean, whether it is seniors on fixed incomes that are struggling to pay their bills or put gas in their car, small businesses are struggling to find employees. They're facing higher taxes, more barriers for growth. Even just moms and dads that are balancing their checkbooks, struggling to put food on the table and keep their kids safe. So affordability is one. Safety is another one. And, you know, we hear it and have experienced it so much, particularly in this part of the state. And it's been really disappointing to hear from the majority that, you know, rising violence and crime seems to be just the new norm, and as opposed to working to do anything about it. Just in Southport, not long ago, there were two teachers held up at gunpoint.
Yeah.
And you might say, oh, it's just a stolen car, but it's the violent crimes that happen after that that, you know, are really a problem. And the other piece of it is absolutely transparency and ethics and accountability in our government. Now, Bob and I both have a private sector background and totally understand public and private are very different. But when it comes to ethics and standards and accountability and transparency, it shouldn't be different. And if anything, on the public sector, because you're dealing with taxpayer money, it's the people of this state. It's our money, everybody's money that you have to be accountable for.
We're chatting with
business as usual. So
we're chatting with State Representative Laura Devlin of the 134th, who will be creating an open seat for the 134th because of her decision to run with Bob Stefanowski as lieutenant governor on the Republican line. I'm interested, Representative Devlin, in the use of your word affordability in the context of, I think you're saying that you want to make it more affordable for people to live in Connecticut. There is certainly a movement from Hartford, largely coming from Democrats, with respect to the use of the word affordability in planning for housing coming from Hartford. How does that translate? How does that concept of affordability for housing, affordability to be able to stay here and live here, how do your politics line up with that use of the word?
So first of all right, let me come back to the affordable housing piece, right? But it ultimately comes to the financial management of our state. And the governor likes to talk about, oh, we've created these great surpluses. We have a rainy day fund now. I'm paying off the pensions. And you bet, because in 2017, when we had balance in the state legislature, balance is so important. We had the first no tax increase budget, and we put in place fiscal reforms to get our state back on track. It meant that there was a spending cap. You can't spend, past a level, a bonding cap. You can't borrow past a level. This volatility fund, because the money that comes to the state from capital gains taxes is unpredictable. We created the rainy day fund so that should we face a deficit, which we are in 2024, we can pay that. And when we reach a certain level above, we pay off our pensions. But what the majority is doing now is creating new programs, skirting around all of those structural reforms, building in new hundreds of millions of dollars annually cost programs that taxpayers are going to be liable for. And if you take away the smoke and mirrors of all of the federal money, we are facing billion-plus deficits in 2024. So you can't keep doing business as usual, creating new, more expensive programs that make it unaffordable to stay. So I'll stop there, but I'm happy to address the affordable housing point that you made as well.
Well, you have another minute, so go ahead, Representative Laura Devlin. Go ahead.
The affordable housing laws in our state, I think, are deeply flawed. Is there a need for lower cost housing? Absolutely. I felt that when I moved here in my 20s, and people feel that today as well. But what is happening with the laws in place is it is really a benefit to the developers. And they can put basically anything anywhere. We're seeing it all over downtown Fairfield. And it is not helping people get on a track for home ownership, to build intergenerational wealth. In fact, I supported a bill out of finance that would help home ownership. So I really think those laws need to be looked at because they're a benefit to the developer, but I don't know that they're a benefit to much more than that.
What kind of bill coming out of finance would help people get their start? I'm curious.
Yeah, so it was actually sort of a pilot program for Hartford. And I'll tell you, going into the committee, I was a no on this bill. And I listened to the debate and I listened to the proponent of the bill, who was the Senate chair. And really, his intent was to do just that. It provides incentives to sort of buy into and rehab and own, property within Hartford that would provide opportunities for people to gain home ownership. And that is so important, right?
It
if you
is.
Can pay towards a mortgage and you're going to
own
something.
You. I'm with you. If the intent is to get people to build wealth and to reach, if the intent of, groups that call themselves Desegregate Connecticut is to catch up and help formerly disenfranchised groups within our society regain a better foot on the ladder, then I'm all for incentives for them to have home ownership, because that is how you get a foot on the ladder. Just renting an apartment doesn't do it. It doesn't do it for anybody. Right. It never did.
And apartments aren't cheap here.
No.
So I was happy to support that, and I do hope that it is successful.
Well, Representative Laura Devlin, thank you very much for coming on. What is happening in your own district, the 134th, now that you have decided not to run? Are people already lining up? Because I'm perusing the news here and I don't see it yet. Will there be a state convention, a local convention to decide who's going to take your seat? Who are the candidates? Do you know?
Yep. So it'll follow a usual process. There's a convention in May to endorse a candidate, and I'm really excited. We have awesome individuals who have, are expressing interest, and it's going to be great.
Okay. All right. Well, Representative Laura Devlin, thank you very much for coming on. Good luck on the campaign trail, and hopefully we'll have you back on after the convention as well. Thank you so much, Representative Laura Devlin of Fairfield, on our show today. We'll be right back with a local farmer who's going to tell us all about a magnificent opportunity for you to pick your own daffodils. We'll be right back.